What's up, everybody? You're watching the Bring It After Show. So, on this episode, we are having Coach D, who's raising money for dance teams who lost their studio, tensions rise between two new DDPs, and we give you guys an update on Jaylene's car accident. Stay tuned, because you're watching the Bring It After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Everything is fine.
Hello, everybody. Yes, this is a new one for us.
Feels like a 90s, 2000s
song. Yeah, like you're saying early 2000s.
She's like a mini Iggy Azalea.
I'm here for it. It's nice. So on this episode, we're talking all things hurricane. I mean, well, a little bit more than hurricane, of course. It is the Bring It After Show. Well, of course, we're going to be talking about Coach D and raising all this money for the other dance teams who've been affected from Hurricane Harvey. All this tension between the new DDPs. Now, there's a lot with the two new moms going on. And we'll talk about Jaylene and her car accident update for our news and gossip later on. So stay tuned for that one. Of course, I'm one of your hosts here, Heart the Third. I also have Mina with me. Hey, hi, Mina.
Excited to be here.
Such a great time. Tamara's not with us tonight, but she'll be back next week. Mina, what's your overall thoughts on this episode? I mean, it was a lot going on. Everything from sad moments to tension with the moms to happy moments.
Yeah, I love, like, you know, like I said last week, it is a reality show. And it can have its moments of, like, cattiness here and there. But overall, like, I'm always impressed by how, you know, Diana manages to bring everything back to, like, a greater cause or a greater good. And it was so evident in this episode where, you know, they use their platform and their talent not just to dance for themselves and to reach their own dreams, but to, like, really raise money for something horrible that happened to all the dance studios in Houston, Texas because of Hurricane Harvey. So I thought, you know, the overarching message of kind of giving back and uniting together, like, even when you're rivals, was such a powerful, deep message. And it's cool that they do that with the episodes, because Diana can go from, like, being really funny and, like, kind of crazy to, like, super wise and just, you know, I almost feel like a grandmother Willow from Pocahontas vibe from her. She's just, yeah. She's, like, always preaching, so I love it.
She sure is. She definitely is. I mean, it was a great episode. It's always nice to see somebody give back to a community. Yeah. It just showed us, like, even though there's conflict, and even though that they might be battling out for that trophy, Diana still has a good heart, and she's like, listen, let's put that to the side, and let's, you know, raise money to help you guys.
Yeah.
Another dance team who might need, you know, help. Because that could be her. You never knew.
I like how they were, like, trying to come up with ideas, like, what can we do to raise money for charity? And they're, like, going through all the ideas, and they're like, no one wants to do a bake sale. And they're, like, trying to, like, come with all these different ideas. And they're like, gumbo. That's what we're doing. We're just going to make gumbo.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, let's get into that. So we opened up with Coach D and Tori talking about how they're going to raise money for helping the other dance teams out there who've been affected from Hurricane Harvey, which hit Texas.
Mm-hmm.
One of the main dance teams they want to help out is called Dance to Dream. They're located in Texas, and she lost pretty much her whole studio. I mean, it was flooded. They were practicing now in their parking lot, and they're doing the schools and, you know, people's backyards. I mean, she has no studio at all. So Coach D is like, listen, let's take these girls off of probation. I want to put something together, organize this whole huge fundraiser, as you would say, like, fundraiser competition, and let's really help out our dance community. So she's out here trying to figure out ways what she can do, and she said, okay, let's do a call out round, let's do a creative, and even the DDPs had to join in and try to help out too, and it was just wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's touch on how Diana called over 30 teams to really help and donate their time. And some of the teams that we saw was Divas of Compton, and we saw Explosive Dance Team, and we also saw Birmingham. Tyrus. Yes, and Birmingham.
So many. And I kept, like, paying attention to all the different the outfits for each of them, and I was like, I love the costumes and the designs.
Yes.
They all had their own style.
It's just wonderful. Like, I love, like you said, each of them have their own unique style that represents, like, their state, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. It's just, like, a great thing to see.
Yeah.
Little girls handling business.
And I love how, like, even the little ones were coming and kind of, like, it was cool to, like, have the older dancers be role models for the kids, kind of showing, like, dance, but also giving back to the community and, like, really caring about causes, you know, instead of just being self-centered, you're like doing good for society.
Right. And I love how Coach D even had it set up where in each little competition they would have money donated to the organization of their choice, really like Red Cross or mainly Hurricane Harvey. They would donate to them in the dancer's name or in that dance team's name. And I loved that idea. Because we saw in the call-out round, it was going back and forth. It was, let me see, all of the three teams that they had in the call-out round was Dazzling Divas of Macon, Next Level Dance Team, and the Prancing Pearls of Excellence.
Yeah.
Which I thought that was a unique name.
I actually really liked it because it sounded like some bougie, like, academic excellence, like, team. I don't know. It sounded really cool and, like, extra to me.
I was like, oh, okay, Prancing Pearls. Okay. All right.
Sounded super classy.
But they went up against the Dolls, of course, because it's their event. And they even had judges there. Like, it was real life a competition before a good cause.
They don't really have to worry about trophies, but they were still super competitive and getting into it. And yeah, it was cool. It was fun. The only thing, like, my only criticism is I wish they had, in post-production, in the editing of the show, they showed us, like, the full routine of at least one team. Kind of, like, Bring It On the movie or, like, any cheerleading movie or dance movie. But they just showed us, like, really tiny snippets, like, five-second snippets of each one. And I just really wanted to see a full-on routine to kind of get a sense of it. So I wish they made that longer because I find, like, again and again, I really find that... what was I saying? Now I just lost my train of thought. We get more of, like, the drama than we get the actual dancing. And I'm like, I want to see the dancing because it makes it harder to assess, like, whenever, like, the moms have fights or, like, the kids have fights over who is more deserving of being captain. I'm like, I don't even know who's the most deserving because I haven't even seen a full-on dance routine to say, like, oh, she deserves it or she deserves it. I just see, like, little snippets of everything. So that's, like, my only one criticism of the show is I wish they just showed us more of the dancing part.
Yes. I mean, I'm right there with you. We've been fighting with them for, like, seasons to give us more.
Yeah.
And finally they give us... It's just, like, they give us a little bit. Like, they'll do specials where it's kind of, like, behind the dance. And they show, like, the full routines. But then they still don't show you the full routine. Like, you have to actually go on social media or go on, like, YouTube or something. You know what I mean? Like, you can't really see the full thing.
I wonder why they do that for the show. It doesn't really make sense to me. Maybe because people want to see drama more than they want to see dance. I don't know. Like, let us know in the comments section. Would you rather see more dancing or more drama or 50-50? Like, do you think they have a good split on the show? I don't know. I don't think they have a good split. I definitely think they have way more of the storyline stuff than they do the actual dancing.
Definitely. I agree. I definitely agree. And with this one, it was so unique because call-out rounds, to me, are some of the favorite, where you pick which dancer you want to pretty much call out.
Yeah.
So I would love to see who was really picking who. Sometimes with editing and production, we don't know if that girl really picked that girl, if that guy picked that guy. We kind of just see them go back and forth. And I wish I would have saw more of that because it looked juicy. We even saw one dancer from Next Level Dance. He had a broken arm, and he was out there still tumbling, flipping, everything. Like, everybody loved him. He did so great. He went up in round two against Jaylene, and it was a tough one. It was really tough. I said, wow, this boy is talented. And then Jaylene just comes out, and she is just this star in the making, pretty much. She's doing, you would think she only does her little tricks and she does her, like, breaking her body type of thing, her contortionist type of thing. And she was out there actually dancing.
Yeah.
Like, a full A count.
Yeah, like, I thought it was good. Like, what I love about her, where I feel like, from the little snippets I have seen compared to the other girls, is I feel like whenever she dances, it's kind of like she's this graceful ballerina.
Yeah.
Like, it's less, it's like, with everyone else, I think everyone has, like, that spunk and that sass, and they have, like, a lot of passion and enthusiasm. With her, it's more like she has passion, but it's in a different way where it's, like, more, like, graceful and, like, fluid, and she does, like, all of the different technical movements, like, the flips and the spins and, and the pirouettes, but she's just so, like, beautiful to watch, like, just the way she moves, and even her personality, it's, like, a little bit more mellow and less, I want to say, like, less aggressive than the other girls. Like, you can tell, like, I feel like her mom, like, really overshadows her personality. Like, her mom is, like, really feisty and kind of, like, aggressive, and she's a little bit more subdued. But I'm excited to see more of her because she seems super sweet, and she's definitely really talented. Yeah. I love she already has, like, the haters coming.
I know. I can believe it. I wonder if they do get picked up for another season, are we going to see the other teams trying to get somebody who can do tricks just like her and then try to come for her and be like, oh, you know, Coach D's not the only one with the girl with a bag full of tricks. Like, I've got my girl too, you know?
Yeah, like, she looks like she just has, like, that gymnastics background.
Yes. And it's just like, wow, like, gymnastics and, you know, dancing, and now she's doing majorette. She's going to be one to, like, really shine. And we also saw that Coach D even somewhat put her in the running for captain on this episode.
Yeah.
So I was like, whoa, you know, maybe this is a bit too much, Coach D.
I feel like she wants to, like, give all the new girls an opportunity. And part of me is like, is she doing this so that the girls who have been there for years and years step up their game and they don't just take for granted that they're going to be captain?
That's true.
Because, you know, with Christiana, well, I guess I want to say Valisa, Christiana's mom. Valisa's like, my daughter Christiana has been dancing with this company for 10 years. And in my mind, I'm like, well, yeah, like, the loyalty is there and she's been there for a long time. But I think just because you've been with them for so long doesn't automatically make you captain. It's kind of like, well, can you bring it, like, in this, bring it. Bring it in the same way that the other girls can, despite being there the longest. It shouldn't just be how long you've been there. This isn't like some teaching tenured position.
Right. But I mean, that's true. And let's talk about the tension with the DDPs. I mean, Christiana's mom, Belisa, and Jaylene's mom,
Mariella,
they were kind of going back and forth. But Belisa seemed a little jealous, like you were saying. Like, her daughter's been there for 10 years. She feels like the captain position should be already in the bag. And here we go, Jaylene coming newbie, is now in the running. And both of the mamas are like, listen, respect us, respect our daughters. Neither one of the mamas were budging.
Yeah.
Until, like, towards
the, like,
end. But,
like, I didn't understand, like, the whole, like, beef and the whole tension between them, because they both seemed like nice people.
Yeah.
So, and, like, when they patched up the whole argument and it was like, say one thing nice about this person, say one thing nice about that, it just felt, like, really weird to me. Like, I didn't get why they were, it didn't even feel like they were really arguing. It just felt like they didn't like each other that much because, you know, one person is new and maybe, like, an overbearing personality, and the other person's, like, stop stealing everyone's shine. Like, just, like, stay in your place and don't be so, like, out there. That's what it felt like to me, is, like, stealing the spotlight. And it's kind of like when a sibling, like, when a kid gets a new sibling and they're like, no, I'm not going to be, like, in the limelight anymore. The attention is going away.
Exactly. I mean, these DDPs, they will argue about whatever it is. I mean, we even saw in this episode, they were arguing in the kitchen because they had to make gumbo. Their fundraiser that Coach D told them to do was, well, Coach D didn't tell them. They said, pick a fundraiser. Yeah. And Mimi, the DDP president, said, let's cook gumbo and try to sell gumbo for the Hurricane Harvey victims.
Yeah.
So,
or also pao for the Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah.
Mariella was the only one who was doing that, which I actually really want to try. I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of that either. But I was shocked she's never heard of gumbo.
Yeah. Like, maybe it's, I feel like everyone knows what gumbo is. Exactly. Even if you're not Southern, like, they have it everywhere.
I was like, what y'all doing in New York? Like, y'all not doing gumbo? Are we only doing pizza? What y'all doing? What y'all doing in New York? Like, what's going on? But these mamas were going at it even in the kitchen. We saw that Lisa didn't want to share her cooking supplies. She thought she was going to win the gumbo challenge. All the other moms really just watching Marlisa and Maria. by Lisa.
But Lisa and Mariella.
And Mariella.
These are the most confusing names. I have it like written down. They're the most confusing string of names.
Exactly. The Isas, Mariellas, yeah. They get me. Yeah. But these women were even thrown down in the kitchen. They didn't want to share their supplies. They just thought they were both the best gumbo makers.
She's like, you're in my space. And she's like, you want to cut that at an angle? I'm not going to lie. When I am cooking in the kitchen, one of my pet peeves, I can't stand when people, like, get in my space. I'm like, let me just cook. Like, even when people try to help me, I'm like, I just want to cook for you. Let me just, let me treat you. And you guys relax. Like, just don't get in my, like, kitchen territory right now.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, you know, they're in the kitchen. They're probably not used to, like, people being in the kitchen with them. The kids are probably somewhere else. Their husbands are somewhere else, or the boyfriends. Like, nobody's in the kitchen except them. Now they're here sharing a kitchen with a group full of ladies who all want the same knife, who all want the same cutting board. Nobody's probably used to that.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it's good there's only one knife.
Exactly.
Yeah, it would get a little dangerous with the tensions running so high.
I mean, but we saw with the DDPs, Mimi is the one who actually won the gumbo cook-off. Mm-hmm. So they packaged up Mimi's gumbo and got a food truck, a Dancing Dolls food truck, and they sold it out there, and they looked like they made a lot of money.
The one thing that annoys me about, like, watching people cooking on TV is that I'll never get to try it. So I have nothing to go off of when it comes to, like, who made the best gumbo, what was good. I just, yeah, we have to change that. But, yeah.
I was just like, wow. So they sold it for only $4. So I was like, where was I at? Because I kind of want to try people's gumbo. You're selling it for $4. You're up there, like, on the street, hitting it, doing the sidewalk thing, got your signs out, and just raising money. And I just love when the DDPs can actually come together and, like, solve their own problems, you know, make money for the kids and still be happy about it.
It was all good ideas, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely a great idea.
Just the whole, like, raising money and how they were going to do it and coming together. Like, regardless of them bickering, they still came together for a common goal and they were still successful.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely. It was amazing. And, like, it kind of goes back to just, like, the whole thing about Hurricane Katrina and giving back. Mm. Remember how I said, like, Diana always drops her wisdom, like, when she was just, like, sitting with all the girls and saying, you need to have gratitude and be gracious because, you know, anything can be taken away from you at any second.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so true, like, when she starts going into, like, the fact that you have a toothbrush when you go home, and you have, like, the lights that turn on, and you have a bed to sleep in, and you have this, and you have that. And I know, like, these are things that we all take for granted, but, I mean, sometimes you watch the news and you see that disaster strikes, but you're so numb to it because there's always one news story after one news story after one news story. But because this is so close to them, I feel like they can really feel the effects of what's happening and really empathize with these people who have lost their dance studio. So it resonates even more, and they can really be grateful for what they do have and realize, hey, we really need to stick together and help each other when these things are stripped away at random. So it was just, it was just, like, really sweet and powerful that she kind of, like Diana just kind of said, you have the ability to make a huge impact on a few people. So, like, don't let that go to waste.
Yeah. I mean, Diana, of course, good with knowledge.
Yeah.
Great with knowledge.
Always. She needs to be my, like, my life guru. Like, she needs to be the person to give me reality checks when I get a little too hung up on first world problems.
I know. I mean, she's great with knowledge. And I feel like there's another person who's great with knowledge, and that's Maria Menounos.
Maria Menounos,
I mean, she's amazing. Boss lady, right?
She's the best with knowledge. So, you know, we learned a lot of things from Diana. But if you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, boy, do we have an incredible podcast for you.
I love it.
You want to know what it's called?
What?
Conversations with Maria Menounos.
You know I do.
That's right. It's the podcast edition, and it is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and it drops every single Friday on iTunes. So Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. So just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free, you guys. Yes. It is free. There's like no better deal than free. And be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Mm-hmm. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out now.
Yes. You know, I already got it. Let them know. Let Maria know, y'all. Bring it after she brought you. Let her know.
Yeah, she can be your life guru. That's basically what she is for us.
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boss lady there. And so I also want to get into... the coaches at the towards the end, how the coaches were riding the bull.
Yeah,
that was hilarious to me. I don't know why I found that so funny.
Yeah,
each coach from each different team got out there and was riding the bull and was trying to hang on, but only one could win, and that was Kelly from Divas of Compton, right here in California. Shout out to you, Kelly.
I feel like that was like a liability waiting to happen.
Right.
I was like, okay, this is fun. I've always wanted to ride a mechanical bull, too.
Me too.
Yeah, never done it.
Mm-mm.
They have it at saddle ranches everywhere, but that's the only place they know.
Me too. I don't know if I would do it like in front of a whole bunch of people. That's the only reason why I have it. Embarrassing,
yeah. I don't know.
Because when you go flying, it's like a whole other thing. Everybody's cracking up at you. Like, really? Let me just fall in peace type of thing.
I feel like they should make this kind of like America's Next Top Model where they add weird obstacles to the dance competition where they have like one person on a bull. And if they fly off, they have to do like a spin and like make it work. That like they need to add like things to make it more challenging for the dances. They gotta add some stakes to it.
They should. They definitely should. But with Kelly, with her staying on the longest, she actually got $1,000 donated to American Red Cross Society, their organization, in her name, in her team's name.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a wonderful thing. I love seeing that. And then also the Dolls had money donated in their name to Hurricane Harvey for $1,000. Mm-hmm. And they also gave the dance studio... Dance to Dream. They gave them $1,000 also in honor in the Doll's name too.
That's $3,000 floating around. So
yeah,
you know, three iPhones or that much money to like do good to do good in those dance studios. Yeah.
Exactly. There's money all around.
Yeah,
I loved it. And then even the money at the door that they collected is going to Hurricane Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, wow, Diana, this was wonderful. Over 30 teams.
It's kind of cool the way you know, with reality TV, like, this was obviously shot last year, and it's airing now. And, you know, a lot of times we hear, like, these horrible tragedies in the news, and we're kind of like, oh, pray for Texas, pray for Vegas, pray for Florida, pray for this place. And then everyone forgets about it the next day. So the thing that I do like about this is we're kind of reminded of the tragedy that was so, like, it was just, like, on every single channel, 24 hours, every day for, like, 2 weeks. So it's kind of nice that... we're kind of reminded of that, and we're not just, like, forgetting about everything all of a sudden again. Just a nice little reminder of the good that people have done as well.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
I think the cool thing is that, if anything, this even inspires other people to make changes within their communities and realize, you know, you can make a difference, even if it's on a small level. It doesn't have to be $3,000 or $1,000. You can just... you know, volunteer your time, and I'm sure you'll feel better about yourself, and you'll do good in the world, so.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. Are there any final thoughts on this episode before we get into our news and gossip?
No, I really liked the overarching message of it all, and there was drama here and there, but it wasn't as bad as it was last week. Like, it wasn't as catty, I feel like, and not as emotional, even though... the hurricane is obviously, it's a heavier topic.
Right.
But for some reason, I felt like, it didn't feel like catty between the girls at all. It felt like there was a lot more unity and, you know, it definitely a better message, I think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if they still had cattiness with this episode, it'd be like, what's going on at the dollhouse?
Yeah, because... like you're missing the point.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I love how even with Diana said that to the girls when they weren't even... focused in practice. She said, listen, you guys, you know, you need to really pay attention. This is affecting everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Get it together. Stop goofing off.
Right.
I love that. But let's get into a little bit of news and gossip here.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we have just a little bit of news and gossip. This one comes from Jaylene. She was in a car accident, like we were saying, last week, and mm-hmm. her whole car was just totaled. She was in a red car. It was totaled. So on her Instagram, she gave us just a little bit of what happened. It turns out what she said was, I'm pretty much okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to drag it out. But what she said was, I'm okay. You guys don't really worry about me too much. It was her, her grandmother, and her great-mother all in the car. Mm-hmm. And they ended up actually being pinned in between two cars. So the grandmother was trying to turn into Home Depot. She ended up getting hit from the side, which ended up pushing her car back and hitting another car.
Yeah.
So that's how she got pinned. And then the great-grandmother was in the front seat, and her airbags ended up deploying and hurting her. So she got bruises all on her chest, broke her thumb. And broke maybe another part of her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jaylene walked away with scratches and bruises. And she's pretty sad about it, which is very terrible, you know. I wish her the best. Sending her prayers out to her.
Especially when family's involved, too. It just makes you feel worse and, I guess, guilty for something that's not your fault.
Yes, yes, yes. And another news and gossip, I also was on Faye's mother's Instagram, Dana, and she has something regards into the Bring It Live tour.
Mm-hmm.
Faye said, I'm not ignoring your comments, DMs, and emails in regards to Faith joining the team. As of right now, no, Faith is not a part of the tour. She has other things coming up. She's making tough decisions, but please believe she wants to see you all as well.
Mm-hmm.
I have read all of your stories and the surprises you have prepared for your kids. All I can say is keep your fingers crossed. Faith has to make the best decision of her next life, of her life.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you all so much for your love and support. So we don't know if Faith is going on tour. Last year she was on tour, and I believe the year before that, 2016, she was on tour. So we don't know just yet if she's doing the 2018 tour.
Do you think she will?
I think she will. It just makes sense. I mean, she's...
Unless she has, like, a better offer, I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they do the tour, which is what I love about Diana. She does the tour in the summer, so all the girls kind of have the time off, you know, in between some of them going to college in the
mm-hmm.
fall, and plus school starts back up, you know, like August, September-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So she does it between May and August. So it's like, Faith, you have that opportunity. I don't know what else she would be doing. She hasn't hinted to anything else, but maybe it's something big.
Maybe she's going to become an Instagram influencer.
Maybe. I mean, she
does. Who knows?
She has a lot of followers.
Yeah.
Like almost 600,000. So.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get into some predictions.
Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I love the lights. Okay. You want to go first?
Honestly, I don't know what to expect for next week's episode. What is the title of next week's episode? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know yet.
What do you think's going to happen next week?
So next week, it's going to be... Of course, we're going back to Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah.
When they go to the competition, they're going to rip it apart. I saw just a little bit. It's supposed to be some type of big shock.
Hey guys, it's Brianna from the booth over here. I just was checking on that for you, and it looks like next week that there's going to be a double episode, and it's B-Squad Goals and Banned for Life?
Oh, Banned for Life, huh? I wonder what contestant that's going to be.
Yes.
So someone's going to, like, have, like, an emotional breakdown or do something crazy and get banned, or maybe it's a whole team that gets banned from something.
The girls who are on probation.
I can't even... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
They're
going
to go back on probation and definitely be banned.
I don't know. I feel like something really dramatic is going to happen, but I just can't figure out what it is.
And B-Squad has to be the Birmingham girls. I remember that the baby dolls are coming, and she said they're almost pretty much like a whole new team.
Yeah.
Because Coach Diana has now three studios, but her second one in Birmingham, Alabama is like kicking butt apparently.
Yeah.
So B Squad, they're coming.
And she, like, I feel like she kind of hinted a little bit about it in this episode when Diana was like, they're taking the diapers off and they're moving on to, like, the big leagues. And I was like, okay, like, are we ever going to see the Birmingham Dolls again? Exactly. I wonder if we are. But, yeah, I don't know. I just think the one thing is that, like, this whole season we've kind of... I feel like every episode we're kind of, like, being teased, like, who's the captain going to be? Who's the captain going to be? And I wonder if they're ever going to just, like, have two co-captains, you know?
And that's the funny thing. They used to.
Yeah.
There used to actually be three captains. There would be a main captain and co-captain, so two co-captains, but total of three. And so I don't know if she's just not doing that anymore or what, but...
Yeah. I mean, let's not have a dictatorship. Let's spread the power just a little bit.
Exactly.
Keep the main person, like, in check just a little. I don't know. I think, like, I mean, all the girls are so talented. So I think at this point, it's less to do with talent for who becomes captain and more to do with personality and commitment. And, I mean, they are all committed, but I think Diana might be wanting to give someone a shot that has proven that she sees something in more than just, like... More than just, like, their love of dance, but more kind of, like, who's someone that everyone will respect, that they can kind of, like, inspire and motivate the girls to do better. Like, someone with that personality. Yes. Like, a leadership personality, not a power-hungry personality. Because, you know, some people, like, when they get that captain position, it's going to get to their heads, like, a 16-year-old in power thinking that they're, like, they're the best. I don't know. You have to choose the perfect girl to be able to deal with that and... The person who doesn't want power the most to be captain.
Right. So, tough one.
I definitely see, I can't remember the name of the Puerto Rican girl that I love so much.
Jaylene?
Mm-hmm. I can see her being captain. I feel like she has a really great personality because she's more, like, she's more calm and collected in a way.
Mm-hmm. I definitely see Christiana. I mean, she just put in the time. She put in the effort.
The 10 years. I've been here for 10 years.
She did her time. She's a powerhouse. Christiana's going all the way.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, they're both worthy of it. Yeah. I just don't know who Diana's going to choose. Diana's bound to change her mind at any second like, she goes crazy at times.
Oh, man. Well, guys, we've had a good time. We appreciate you all hanging out with us. Let us know in the comments, who do you think is going to be captain? Is it going to be Christiana, Jaylene, Princess? We don't know, but you know we'll be here to talk about it. Of course, if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us that 5 stars and rate in the comments. And if you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to like this video and even share it. You know, some people, they may not have YouTube access, but they have social media. Share it on there too. Of course, I'm with one of your hosts, Howard the Third. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, howardthethird.com. Where can we find you, Mina?
Hey guys, you can find me on Instagram at Mina Makes Magic, and don't forget to tune in to the season finale of America's Next Top Model, Tuesday, 8 p.m. It's gonna be insane.
Can't wait for that one. Alrighty guys, we will see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.